Simon Tov Samach Beis Sif Gimel Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. So in a case where the water mixed into the wine as the wine was becoming wine, so since it's there in the vat during the process of fermenting, it becomes part of the wine also, and it gets a lot of meperus. So it's not going to be a problem of being machmas. So we're holding the sukkah yadav. The wine, the water mixed into the wine before the leisha.
So we asked the question.
It didn't happen early. It happened at the time of making the dough. So water mixed into the may peris, and then he kneaded with that. There the water is not bottle, and there's a problem. It'll be machmas. Most of them learn. The only case where it is works is not because it's not bitter, because the water mixed in while it's still fermenting, then it becomes, and is there during the tisisa process, it becomes part of the process itself, and then it becomes wine. Even if the water mixed into the wine before the leisha, that it's not bottled. The only case which works is because the water mixed into the wine. But the fact that it's not a question of if it mixed in before you put it into the dough, after you put it into the dough, that's not the point. The point of mixing, it was mixed into the wine way back when it was first becoming wine. Find me a law. And that's the opinion of Roy McRoyden. So if you look at the beer law, help you run his battle. He says, "I know Shabura Shaksal Mishem Roy McRoyden the marriage and his arm Shah Shah Yisa Yan Toses." That the water mixed, we're talking about the idea that may peris do not cause tosama beis, may peris do not cause chimutz, but if water mixes in even a little bit, so then it does cause chimutz. What about if the water mixed into the wine before you put the wine into the dough? So Machaber seems to say that's okay. So Rabbi Machaber said the Bir Lachim is talking over here, Bir Lachim, page 126. That it mixed in not before the leisha, but way back when you're making the wine into wine, so the water falls in, since it's there while the whole fermentation is happening, it becomes part of the wine. So it's not water anymore, it's just wine. But there are some who learn the Shulchan Aruch as red. The feel of a yain gum, once it's already wine, water falls in before you mix it into the dough, so that the water comes bottle. It's not a problem of kimuts. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. As long as it's bottled before the leishas. If while you're making the dough, you put in some water and you put in some meperis, that's a problem. Then it's not possible. Why is that chayat bittul? Because over here, at the moment it goes into the dough, it's already facilitating a chimutz process. Should take it, be star from Yachad, ima isa, mastil molasses, pulas a chimutz, oit karim shis, paspikim a yayim, levat alamayim. When it goes into the dough, it's part of the dough, it's going to start becoming chavetz before it shayat bittel. Ma she'en ken, karim shabal lis isa, shabri mevatlim, amarubim limuad. But beforehand, it would be bought. Okay. So there are Rechayim who learn like that in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Maaser Rebbe Rechayim do not learn like that. And anytime you're going to have so if water falls into Meperis, and then you mix the Meperis into the flour and make dough, it's going to be a problem. Okay, back in the Mishabura. Mishabura said, Katan Yad Aleph. About three lines in. Kosar Kernim. What about raisin wine? The yayin samukim. So, yayin samukim is, it's raisin wine. What is raisin wine? You soak raisins in water. Well, that's my definition. It's water in there. A devash samukim, where you have like a med which has raisins and it has honey. And you mix water there also. So there's water. No, kiven shenishtanu tama legamri. The water absorbs the flavor of the raisins or of the honey, etc. Havik may paris gra. That's just may paris. The water which you soaked the raisins in have changed. Fine. But Badafka Akhoshikvar Negris Tisisosim, once the whole process of fermentation has completed, the same thing we talk about the wine. The Vachi, let me give my Paris, not my Paris, it's water. Vagam, it's only going to work. You didn't add more water afterwards. Badafka Shatsimukim Haim Harbe, it's only a lot of raisins. It's a lot of raisins, and you put the water one time. And then you let it sit and go through the whole fermentation process, and it stops. That's not water anymore. It has to be more than 1/6 raisins. They hold water, the raisin wine. It's not considered fruit juice. It's water, and water is machmitz. Okay, you call it about nefesh. Yachrus aldecho matzah shenu lusha behem. You shouldn't eat it. Right, limker. Regards to that, you mukhid to sell it, or lisha is, or to keep it. Achar Pesach say. You shouldn't eat it. You should. I think it means that you don't. It's enough to machal the guy with that. We'll talk about the med later. Okay. So the mechaber and sift dalit. Make beitzim ushar mashkin. Eggs. So the white of the eggs. Or other liquids. Kula mahava b'chal me peiris. So that goes into May Paris, which the Machaber said was mutter. So as far as making matzah with May Paris is mutter, as long as you don't have any water in it, and you can't use it for the store. The Yotzei comes in Rambam. Medinas Elu ain loyim lalush for May Paris. Over here, we do not make matzah out of May Paris, even without water. Fill liktav matzahs, even to smear the outside of the matzah, you get a nice shine in it, the outside smear some egg on it, whatever it is. Ain noig, that we don't. What do we yes to? Rak la'achra afiyosin b'ernatam, and after it's baked already, so it's baked, it can't become chametz anymore. Then, if you want to smear something on the outside, but it's still hot, it'll absorb a little bit, it'll look nicer, fine. That we don't have a problem. So the Rav Ein Lashon is, we cannot change the minig. Which Mishmur will mean that we don't even eat it once it's made. We don't eat matzahs which are made with May Paris. Case of necessity, for example, for a person who's ill or a person who's elderly and he can't eat regular matzah, this is easier matzah to eat, etc. We will allow that.
So what's its status? I mean, it's not chametz.
It's chametz nuksha. It's chametz nuksha. Which is awesome.
So he's saying that in the time where it's necessary people eat this, are Yosei Achilles Matzah or not?
No. So it's still considered not lechem oni. So that you know, that we're not going to sell. But for, you have 8 days to pay. So if a guy got to eat something, and he's ill, these are easier to eat. So there'd be more. So I think, you know, on the egg matzah box, it says, you know, it says on the outsides of some of the more frugal ones, it'll say for svarim, elderly, and ill people.
In reference to,
you know, it's a very little letter. So,
it was worse than that. Years ago, Streitz would write that.
Right.
For older people, sick people, Horace Margaretin, I don't know if they're still around, but they used to be their big. So what they did is they decided to be frugal. So they said, Ayin Shulchan Aruch, blah, blah, blah. Come on. Who's in the Hebrew?
Right. I remember that.
Come on. It's like the people are buying it, they're going to say, Ayin Shulchan Aruch, they don't even know what that means.
Right.
So it's a good stop.
So, Erev Pesach, it's mutter. Okay. So the Mishnah, Sivkat Yud Beis, May Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch pointed out that using the liquid of the eggs is also mutter. The Sechodayt of the Gruma May Peiris, the Fisha Isa Tefeach Mimenu, Kamashon the Ein Zechimus. The nature, apparently, when you put this egg liquid, the liquid from the eggs, into flour and becomes a dough, it does rise. So you might have thought that's problematic. It's indicative of the fact that it's not Mayperis. So the answer to that, that's not true. It is still considered Mayperis. Whatever that expansion that it has, that's not what the term meant when it said chometz. Any other liquid? Kol she'enu be told us a mayim enu machmas. It didn't come from the water. It's not machmas. So I brought the dover zel. Come up with simon tov sam above ayin shok, and that will be expanded on later on. So apple juice. That's one of the common liquid that they use for egg matzah. It's called egg matzah. The main thing they mix is exactly not eggs, but it's apple juice. So apple juice from concentrate, you're up the tree because that's water. And apple juice from apples, the rain came down, absorbed, etc. It was processed and became something else. How become a pairs? So according to the Mechaber, it's mutter to make it with my pairs. If there's any water mixed in, then it's a problem. We consider that not only is it yes math, but it's even math, it's more quickly than usual, and you have a problem. And the Shabur discussed, what about the Bidiyabur? Comes to Rabbah, says, Ein Noigan Lodosh, says both. We don't do this. The Chash and the Chachila, the source, Hani Poisim, Zerlo, the May Paris, Bechodayo, Gamke Machmitzim, the Maharim Gamke Lahafels, that we're cautious with opinions. We say that it is yes machmitz. Not only is it yes machmitz, it's even machmitz more quickly. Or alternatively, what we're concerned about is, can we guarantee that no water got in there? So the minute became, because of that concern that we can't always guarantee that, we don't touch it. Because once water gets in, we say that even a little bit of water, then it is machmitz, and it's machmitz more quickly. And that's true according to everybody. And even to do kativa we don't do. It's lower on the mshach. It's panay matzahs. The may peris to smear the surface. The may peris after the rabbi, even though it's a little amount, we don't do that. What could you guess do? After you bake them and take them out, and they're still hot, then you want to sear it on top, and it'll absorb, and that's fine, because it can't become chametz anymore. It's already baked. Now, can you use that matzah, which is baked as lechem oni? It was just flour and water. And now it comes out, and you smear it on the outside with some may basin. still hot, absorbs it in, and becomes nice and fancy, etc. He used that matzah for the mitzvah of matzah. Because of the gamazay yeshlizorb and leikon leleus of rishonos lekzayshukhav, we should not use it for the mitzvah of matzah. That became matzah ashira. It's like matzah ashira. So it comes out interesting that even though that when it was baked, it was lechem oini, and we're saying it doesn't become chametz because of this, but it does absorb it, so you can't call it that it's lechem oini anymore. It's like lechem ashir, matzah ashir. Ubeprat, shosir nachakak shuv l'tana. Some people, what they do is they would bake it once, so take away the chametz problem. They smear it and put it back in the oven. Like, you know, we were kids, you know, you take your piece of bread, you put the margarine on it, and you stick it in the toaster, so it comes out real geschmack, you know. You don't put the margarine afterwards, you put the margarine first, you know.
Is it a toaster?
Yeah.
Electric toaster?
And a little bit of margarine on it. There's a little bit of
so long as it doesn't get off into the system.
No, with like bacon, you take a geschmack. So that's when the guy puts it back into the oven with the baked berries on. That's mamish absorbing it, that's matzah shiur.
I know what you'll be doing tonight.
Try it.
You can try this at home.
I was talking about the old kind of toaster. I just have microwaves. That's okay.
Okay, Ben Lashanis. The Ben Ravos says is you cannot. That's a minute. You can't change the minute. You can't. We're called upon to keep this minute. We can feel a minute because the Mishmar Yudkes. I feel a kind loss of a four miyad. Even though you did lisha and you baked it right away, so there's no problem with chametz. Still, ain lo ochlo. We don't need it. Pesach, al yashenu ad nachar Pesach. It's not chametz, so you don't have to get rid of it. But you try to rely on the hechsher on the box to keep it. I don't throw it out, right? But I can't eat it. It's only went to the shechach. Obviously, when you do it, you have to do it. It has to be baked as quickly as possible. Now, zot mishabur v'dafkim may perish the chodai. This that we're making for a chaylor is okay. Is only something which is. The only ingredient is the flour and the meperis. Meperis imayim, which you said, every degree it could become chametz, and only that it becomes chametz more quickly. So I want to argue, I need it for my chayla. No. In lo shechachila filo b'shasat chak. Even in the case of shasat chak for a chayla, we should not use that because we don't know how quickly the process of chametz takes place over there. And it's clear in the Gemara that with water. And all the Rishonim agree that either Meperis is Machmetz by itself or it's Machmetz together with water, but with water it's Machmetz. And it's Machmetz more quickly, the Gemara says. So it's Machmetz more quickly, so you gotta, we don't have to chesh, we don't know what it is. Okay. Now, the next sif is not a matzah issue. It's a challah issue. Is challah when I make a dough with no water in it? Just my peiros. Is there chiyuv challah? Okay. Halosh isa sifhei b'mei peiros. Toiv la'asoyis apochus mishir isorim k'nei shelo yitzkai b'chal. It's preferable to make it in a smaller amount, less than the shear, which would be chayv and chal, which is an isorin, which is 43.2, 43 1/5 bayim. Okay, so you should do less than that amount in order to not get involved in the question: is it chayv and chal? Okay, so now what is May Paris? So what's the issue? So the issue is like this. So the issue is May Paris are chayv and chal. So what's the problem? So May Paris are chal. Why shouldn't we do it? Hainu be May Paris. Using eggs with sharp May Paris. other types of juices. The Varm She'enam Mishiva Mashkim Shesimonim Yad Shachadam. So we had, there are seven liquids, which the Torah refers to as a liquid. Those seven liquids are makshir. So if they're makshir, they make the item roy to accept tumah. All of the liquids halacha do not have a din of being makshir, and they do not make it susceptible to tumah. So yad shachadam, so it's yayin and it's dam, and it's shemen, it's cholov and tau, and it's dvash, which means dvash tamorim, and mayim. So that's the simon for the seven mashkim. Any other liquid, the minhag is not to do that. Why? If it's only these other liquids, what time? Da'yirei may peiris, eino isim mukhsheris the kabel tzumun. Nisheris the challah tahara. So it comes that the challah is not mukhsher to accept tzumun. So the challah, even though it's in a kli which is tamei, or touched by a person which is tamei, is not makabel tzumun. So now you have challah which is tahara. So if you have challah which is tamei, so you burn it. Tzumun becomes tamei, you burn it. Too much tahara, it's also to burn. But what do you do with it? No kain can eat it nowadays because the kain's tough. So you have a situation where you have this a very uncomfortable situation. What to do with this cow? So if you need and make a sheer kala, you're 500 fresh kala, and you can't burn it. You can't eat it.
Why can't you burn it again?
Because Shuma Tahara is also to burn. So normally Kala we say it's tummy because either the kli is tummy or I'm tummy when I touch it.
Okay.
And it's mukshar makabel tumah because it used water in it.
Oh, it's
may a little bit makabel tumah, but probably here it's not mukshar. If I use apple juice and that's all I use, it's not mukshar than makabel tumah. If I use milk or shemen, all these things which I'm going to shiva minim, it's mukshar. So it's mukshar, it's makabel tumah, either from the kli or from me, the person who's making the dough. I'm mafresh, I made a tummy, good. So it's tummy, and I can burn it. You can't burn it. You can't eat it. Okay, so we're showing what's the shana. So what's the solution? Okay, the answer is put a little bit of water in. No, I want to make it out of apple juice. Okay, I put in a drop of water. Shalom al Yisrael, right? Now it's moksha. Now I can burn it. But you can't do it on Pesach because you can't add any work because that's a problem. You can eat some yard, some shech of this. I will out to the Sarah Pesach. You can't make it if you add water. Can I have a sip base? Can I eat some shiolish pachal? Because you're the only eight to do it less than the correct amount. Okay, so what do you do if, in case where you didn't put any water in, and you lost kashir? So what do you do with it? It's chal tahar. Year lit in a chal kain katan shal yotzim menu tumas gufay kavur biyardei shom. So you have a katan. The eight is to give it to him. We assume that before a certain age he didn't have tumas, did not tumas carry yet. So he's not tummy from tumas carry. So the only chashash is tumas mace. So gotta be that we can. If you know, be a deal that at one point in time there was tumas mace. In chutz lords, we paskin the chalas chutz lords could be eaten to a person with tummy mace. Only chalas eretz no can't. The eitz wouldn't work in eretz Yisrael. To give it to Kain Kotel, because probably some of May, right? But Chalas Chutz Lords, which is only Rabbanon, so Tumah Yotzel Meguva came out of the body, one of the Tumas that they can't eat it. Tumas Maga, Tumah Meis, we're not Maga on Chalas Chutz Lords. So that would be the Eitzah for Chalas Chutz Lords.
What about Tumas Sheretz?
That's the same as Tumas Meis.
Wait a minute, we're assuming that he's Tumah Meis, a young Kohen?
Either Tumas Mace is a very, very ubiquitous issue, because since we don't have the Afer Paraduma,
right?
Tantos. So what's a person, what Tumas Mace wants in his life, he's a Tumas Mace the rest of his life.
Yes.
Right. We also hold Chaver Kachola. So if they ever had a Levaya in this room, so this metal kli, it gets it in like a mace, because it's an Erle mace. Okay.
Chararek b'chol is not one. It doesn't have to touch the mace. It's oil.
Oil. Yeah. Even
really. I thought it was only chararek b'chol. You killed them with the cherub, so you had to.
That's the example the Torah gives. It's not limited to
mace.
So now that's pretty ubiquitous. So I imagine some kid walked in one time into Shomrei Emuna and sat down on the chair, right? So he's amazed, right? So if you hold it, the mace of the Biyavos system with the cherub becomes the same as it's also the Biyavos system. So the person who touches it needs. So there's no Isser of Tumas Kahanim on cherub rekachol, which that's a machlokes actually. Whether there is, there isn't. There's a riot which holds that it's an Isser, so that would create a lot of problems for our Kahanim.
The chair becomes Tamei Meis, right?
The chair becomes the same Madriga as the mace. It comes in the Via Voice of Tumah. Mace is on the Via Voice of Tumah.
Right.
Because they can generate an Avatumah.
So if there's a mace in this room, and the mace is taken out, so the metal in the chair becomes like the mace.
So that it can make, if a person touches it, I'm 7 days.
If you're in the same room with the chair?
Is it an oil and cherub? I don't remember. Is it an oil and cherub? I don't remember yet, but it's a little. Okay, so he says in this situation, when you did do it, if a chalas chutz la'aretz,
one paraduma is going to be enough for all these Jews. I think you need a dozen.